Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
So last night I went to the basketball game with Ryan, mm-hmm. my son, mm-hmm. and I met the new athletic director at UTEP.
Oh, did you?
Very nice man. He
you
was
met Dan Dimmel?
No.
He's not the athletic director?
No, that's the new coach.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The new athletic director is Jim Center.
Oh, correct. Yeah. Correct. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And very nice man. He was walking through the entire crowd.
Mm-hmm.
There weren't very many. I gotta admit, there was maybe, and I'm being generous here, maybe a third of the Don Haskins.
Dang.
It was not pretty. And so he was walking through the crowd and introducing himself and everything. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, you know, I do this little radio show and we'd like to have you in, maybe talk about the future of, you know, UTEP athletics.
We would?
Sure. Let's talk to him. Let's
really?
See, let's give him a little
no
bit of grief.
No interest in the future of athletics.
Let's give him a little bit of grief on the air. See if we can handle the heat. You know how I am, dude.
I know how you are.
I can't stand it. I have to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. Do it on your own time.
So he said he would love to come on the show.
Sure.
He would love to come on the show. Sure. I think we should talk to him.
I'll make a note of that. I mean, I really don't know what he could tell us other than we have nowhere to go but up. And
well,
we all know that.
No, I know. But, I mean, maybe we can, because there's a lot of people that were, you know, that have been talking about things that they want to see come back, things like the tailgating rules changed again,
yeah.
you know, things like, you know, the parking garage thing that I'm always harping on.
Sure.
You know, all this stuff. And maybe.
Hey, what about Minertown?
Well, Minertown. There you go. See, he needs
to
talk.
What about churros that are not 1 year old?
Exactly. Exactly.
Like,
and see,
freshly made
every single game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So see, that's the kind of thing. He needs to hear from two El Paso people.
Does he?
We've been around a long time in El Paso.
Right.
So he needs to hear from two El Paso people who know the history of the program.
But they're not going to be forthcoming. People like him are never forthcoming. They say things like, we'll take that into consideration.
Hey, that's okay. But you know what? Here's the thing, though.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. You have that kind of thing on record. And so when they don't do it,
mm-hmm.
you get to give them a little blast of, you know.
Oh, we don't need any of that to blast anyone.
No, I agree.
And how much
we'll
did that help with our mayor?
We'll have him on record.
How much did that help?
No, I agree. But we need to have him on nonetheless. You know, he needs to know what he's up against. You know, I really think that this is a good idea.
I think if he took the job not knowing what he was up against, then he's a moron.
No. I'm not saying that he doesn't know what he's up against. But I think that he needs to. If you're going to get down in the trenches, when was the last time Bob Stull walked around through a crowd at a UTEP game?
Oh, man. I can't say I ever knew of him doing that.
Okay. Well,
period.
There you go. So maybe.
But I think that just wasn't his personality. He was a pretty uptight kind of fella.
But at the same time, I think what we need to do is if somebody is willing to, I mean, think about what this guy is walking into. He's walking into a bit of a storm.
Fallujah.
Yeah. He's walking into a bit of a storm with, you know, with a crappy football season.
Oh, boy.
What's shaping up to be a crappy basketball season.
Yeah, how did the team do last night?
Lost. And, and so.
So I don't think the interim's going to be the permanent head coach.
I doubt it.
It's not happening for him either, is it?
I doubt it real seriously. And so, if you're going to walk into these two programs and you're still willing to walk around and introduce yourself to people who are at the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't just introduce himself. He sat and talked to people.
Did he?
Yeah. It was very impressive.
Sure.
So I think maybe we need to, you know.
Did he buy them a beer?
No.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Not my kind of guy, then.
Maybe he'll buy us a latte. A little free food and drink. Hey, never hurt anybody.
Look at me. Yes, it can hurt somebody.
Okay, I stand corrected.
All right, I'll take it under consideration.
Okay, I think we should let him come on. Maybe we can throw some questions, you know, from our.
I know
from
what
our,
you think, but you know, you're political like that, and you're not really a normal.
This isn't political.
You're not like a real person.
This isn't political. This is what's the future of the university. I think that's pretty important.
We'll see.
Oh, my God.
It's not like, you know, it's not like it's ever going to be like the glory days.
How do you know?
Because.
How do you know?
I know.
Mr. Pessimist.
I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist.
Oh, you're a pessimist.
First off, I'm a realist.
Okay, be a realist, but at least hope for a brighter future.
I hope, but I'm a realist.
Well, hey, maybe we can help.
I always hope, but I'm a realist.
Maybe by bringing up things that he maybe might not know about, that because we're down in the trenches. Yeah. We're with the public.
Sure.
We're part of the peoples. You know? I mean, maybe we can, you know, throw a few ideas his way.
That's the new one we can give the voice guy to do.
Yeah, we're part of the peoples.
The people's morning show.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we can throw a few things at him and tell him, yo, look at this stuff.
Okay. Okay. And by that, I mean, I'll consider it.
You're like a parent. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll exactly. See. We'll see. Very noncommittal. We'll see. When are we going to Disney? I never said we were going to Disney.
I know. I said we'll see.
I said we'll see. I saw. We're not. Kiss FM. I guess it's okay today to drop the S word.
I mean.
As long as you add the word whole afterwards.
Yeah.
Thank you, President Trump.
Right?
It reminds me, because it's all over the news,
oh,
man.
Dude.
And especially CNN. Oh. CNN is not bleeping themselves.
No, they're at all. And if you are a commentator on CNN right now, you can say it as often as you want to. And in any context.
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to be in the context of what the president allegedly said, because we don't have any video of
it. Right,
okay?
Right, yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Here's a montage of the CNN reporters and anchors uttering that word, although I have bleeped it.
Yeah.
Why are we having all these people from whole countries come here?
As a hole,
as living in
calling those countries holes. Why are we having all these people from whole countries come as an s-hole or hole is what the word that the Washington Post is quoting the president is saying.
Yeah.
It reminds me of years ago when Lorena Bobbitt chopped off her husband's quilinquis.
Yes, yeah.
And all over television, people were saying, get this, anchors, including our own Gary Warner,
yes,
were uttering the word penis.
Oh, yeah, with straight faces.
Penis.
Right out there in the open. There it was.
They were saying that word.
Yeah.
And Americans were shocked.
Yeah.
But it was being used in the medical term,
yeah,
in the news.
Yeah. I have not heard from CNN yet why they're not censoring themselves.
Yeah.
But the first time I heard it said was on my way to the game last night on CNN's radio feed.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the anchor say it, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, they needed to bleep that. And then, no, they ran with it.
Uh-huh.
In the 15 minutes it took me to get to the game, I heard it at least 30 times.
It's a new day, boys and girls.
Man.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I'm watching a TV show, like in on regular cable.
Right, yeah.
Right? This isn't
TNT,
one of those pay
whatever,
fors.
Yeah.
And the things that they're saying nowadays, even I'm shocked.
Yes, yeah.
It's not the world I grew up in.
These are like R-rated words,
yes,
when we were growing up.
Yeah.
Like you didn't see them in PG movies.
No.
You would see them in R-rated movies.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, nowadays they run R-rated movies from back in the day, and they just run them.
Now they're using like the A word.
Yes.
But they add the word whole after that.
Yep.
And it shocks me.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it, man. It's not the world I grew up in.
We watch that Live PD show. Love that Live PD show. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that show.
It's like Cops on steroids.
Yeah, totally. But there's all kinds of curse words that they don't bleep out.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of curse words. And it's like, oh my God, Becky.
Yeah.
You know? And I mean, you know me, man. I got a massive potty mouth.
Yeah, you do.
I totally do.
Yeah, you do.
If people heard me inside, off the air, inside the studio, they'd be like, dang, girl.
So I guess we can say the S-hole word today.
I guess.
Without, you know, bleeping ourselves or editing ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not brave enough just yet. I'm not brave enough, man.
Well, here's the thing. our boss just sent us a reply email to something that I sent him a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect the reply email until about 9 o'clock this morning. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing he's up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe yeah. We
well,
might
I'm
want
even
to
less
rethink
brave
that.
Now.
Yeah, maybe we might want to rethink the whole S bomb here. Kiss FM. Yeah, yesterday I had gone to Target, and you know, I spend entirely too much time at Target. I really do. Man, you know what it is? It's like my happy place.
I have noticed that a lot of your personal stories. Somehow Target is involved.
It's like my Disneyland. It is. I feel so much better when I'm at Target. I think I want to live there. I just love their stuff. So I went there yesterday, and there were some Girl Scouts out in front selling cookies.
The crack dealers are out.
The crack dealers are out.
Nice.
And early.
The preteen crack
That's
dealers.
That's right. They're just like, hey, man. Uh-huh. Yo, I got you some cookies, man.
Did they approach you?
Yeah, you know what? They don't approach you. But they do wave the box.
Do they?
They're like,
do
I got Thin Mints and I've got this. See, if they had said shortbread, I would have made a beeline right to them.
So they just kind of stand there and they're like, ch-ch. And then they
pretty
just
much.
Show you the box.
Yeah.
Huh?
They're like, hey.
Nice.
You know you want them.
Good to know.
New Year's resolutions, whatever.
Right? Diet,
whatever.
Schmiet.
You deserve a cookie.
That's what Lent is for.
That's right.
Do-overs.
That's right.
For now, get your Girl Scout cookie
That's
fix.
Right. And you know what? Lent is a little over a month away. You got plenty of time to eat some of those Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drink a glass of wine. Today's Friday, girl.
Man, you are stronger than I am, because I would have approached him, man. I would have been like, give me drug.
It's true.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that, you know, I didn't buy any on the way out. I'm just saying that I saw them on the way in.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah.
Hey, and can you leave Target without a bag of their popcorn? Speaking of food items that are just like crack.
I know. You know what? I've gotten really good about not getting a bag of popcorn each and every time.
My wife cannot resist.
Yeah.
Anytime she's in Target, she always walks out with a bag of their popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys, man. I swear. But I'm trying really hard to, like, be... like maybe half good.
Yeah.
You know, so like half the time I don't get popcorn on the way out.
And I don't know what it is about Target's hot dogs.
They're so good.
Right?
They're so good.
You know, they're the ones that are on those machines that rotate them just like in convenience stores.
Right, right.
But for some reason, as ugly as they tend to look, because they do.
Yeah, they do.
Those things in those machines that just kind of rotate the hot dog, they always dry them out. As ugly as they look, oh my God, what is it about those Target hot dogs?
They taste like they're made with unicorn smiles.
Right?
I'm just saying.
For real.
They are so delish.
I'm right there with you, man. I cannot resist Target hot dogs. The wife cannot resist Target popcorn.
I'm telling you, Target is Disneyland.
The only thing I can do is resist Target. I mean, really, that's the only way I can get out of there without a heart attack.
I know.
Just way too much salt, man. It's the only way. Well, it's good to know that the Girl Scouts are out in full force.
Yeah,
man.
Baby.
Put me down for a box. Said no one ever.
Kiss FM. Here's what's trending now.
Open. Top Golf.
Oh, yeah.
We finally have an idea when it's going to open. Supposedly, allegedly, it was going to open at the end of this past year. It was going to open by the end of 2017.
Right.
Well, that didn't work out. For whatever reason.
Yeah.
I reached out to the Top Golf people, but they wouldn't say anything other than, you know, construction things happen and sometimes you predict something and it doesn't happen.
Right.
So they wouldn't discuss if there were any issues that has kept Top Golf from, you know, opening as expected. But now I noticed yesterday on the Facebook page, as we first reported yesterday, they've put an early February opening date.
Right.
Early February is what they're saying.
Well,
they still remain very coy about an exact opening date.
It should, and I believe that only because you should have gotten an email from them about a media day.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I
and
got
so,
an invitation to a media day, which will be on January 24.
Right.
So I don't think they would have a media day where they're showing off everything.
Yeah, no.
And then, you know, wait 3 or 4 more weeks to open.
Right.
So I think it's going to be way sooner than later.
Yeah.
In fact, I predicted, and you can read about this on KissElPaso.com, my prediction is going to open like the weekend of the Super Bowl.
Yes, exactly.
That's
and
what
that
I'm
would
thinking.
Be and that would be the perfect time
That's
for
what
it
I'm
to
thinking.
Open.
The latest I'm thinking personally, I think, would be the following weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Because then after that it's Valentine's.
Right. And then since Lent comes early.
Yeah.
You know,
because
Lent starts. Ash sure. Wednesday is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think that would have anything to do with their opening date. Like I don't think they'd even take that into consideration.
You don't think?
Oh heck no. We're a bunch of heathens. Are you kidding me? The percentage of people that actually keep whatever they, you know, give up for Valentine for Lent, very small,
okay.
in my opinion. It's very small.
Okay. You know, and this is golf, for God's sake.
And it would be something like, you know, for Lent, I'm going to give up drinking to excess.
Right?
You know?
On
you know?
The weekends.
Because that's how we are. Because that's how we are. We're a bunch of heathens. You know? So, yeah, I don't think Lent has anything to do with anything
okay.
as far as, you know, any event openings of any sort or holding any kind of event.
Okay.
You know? But,
cute.
Super Bowl weekend would be awesome.
Oh, I think that would be ideal.
What better place to watch the game than this new place that has 200 HD TVs?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That would be great.
Yeah. So, again, they're being very coy with me and they're not, you know, giving me an exact date. But based on Media Day being January 24th, I can't imagine a grand opening wouldn't be
right
you know,
around the corner
just days after
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know, what they call a soft opening.
Sure, yeah.
You know, they don't have an official opening, but they do a soft opening because people have been training for the last few weeks. For the last few weeks, they've had, you know, people that they're
employees.
That they've hired.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Have been training for like 3 weeks now.
Oh.
If not a little longer.
Oh, wow.
You know, so I imagine it's pretty set to go.
Well, yeah, and all those people are on the payroll already.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so the long-awaited, much-anticipated opening of Topgolf El Paso is sooner than you think. Finally! I can't tell you how many of my friends are like, oh, my God, I can't wait.
Oh, I know.
I can't wait.
I know. I've got a lot of crazy sports people, and they're like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, from what I understand, and especially from others that have traveled and have been to, one of their other locations, you don't even have to know anything about golf. You
right.
don't even have to be that big of a fan of the game of golf.
Right. There's so much to do.
Like eating and drinking.
Yeah, it's like Disneyland for
pretty
for
much.
Dudes.
Yeah. Just kind of hanging out,
yeah.
you know. You can go with people who really want to hit the ball, and you just hang out and get you some, you know?
Yeah.
So there you go. There is a date, early February, but I'm thinking more specifically, it'll be around the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Okay. Now you know. That's what's trending now.
Kiss FM.
Is that what she said?
No.
You sure? We'll have to listen to that again. I believe that's what she said.
Why would she want a goatee?
I want to get a goatee because she's Taylor Swift. She could probably make goatees on a woman cool.
She probably could.
It's Taylor Swift. Are you kidding
Pretty
me?
Pretty soon we'd all be going and buying fake goatees at Sally's.
Yes. I'm going to have to re-listen to that word. I'm pretty sure she's talking about wanting a goatee. Mike and Tricia Mornings on 93.1 KISS FM, and it's time for your Uncle Mikey to drop some science on you, ladies. This science is the kind of science that you want. This is the science that you want to use on your mans.
Okay.
According to a recent study that specifically looked at women of all ages, and it has to do with housework.
Oh, my.
This is something you want to know,
okay.
for real.
Okay.
It really is. Turns out there's a limit on how much housework women can do before it compromises their health.
What?
But men can basically do unlimited chores, and it doesn't make a difference.
Oh, good. Okay.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Sure.
Your Uncle Mikey's looking out for you on this research. Sure. I could have easily ignored it. But no, your Uncle Mikey looks out for you, ladies. Okay, according to research, women who do more than 3 hours of chores a day were up to 25% more likely to have their health compromised. But that much housework didn't seem to affect men at all. And it might be because of the types of chores that men tend to do. They tend to be more active and physical, which helps boost their immunity.
Oh, okay.
So you can use
that's
that,
why
too.
You don't get sick.
See, you can use that as well.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
You can use that in your defense and say, you can get healthier now. Go outside and rake the leaves.
That's right.
And they tend to be less repetitive. For example, fixing stuff around the house is more mentally stimulating than, let's say, doing the dishes every night.
Okay.
The average woman in the study did 3 hours and 40 minutes of chores a day. So 40 minutes more than they should be doing.
Wow.
And the average guy, guess how much, how many minutes a day the average guy does?
30.
No, we're not that lazy. 90 minutes.
Wow.
I know.
I'm surprised.
Me too.
I'm really surprised.
Especially me. Because you're absolutely right. That does seem like 60 minutes more.
It does.
Than the real.
I'm floored.
And I'm curious, 880-9393, like what kind of chores do you do? And then let's hear the list of chores that your man tends to do.
Okay.
If not daily, then weekly.
Yeah.
880-9393. But I'm betting yours is going to be daily and his is going to be weekly. But I'm still curious. 880-9393. Let's you call us up and you list the chores that you do daily.
Okay.
And then list the chores that your man does daily. And let's compare. Let's see if he's literally working you to death. Literally working you to death.
Why they want to do that?
Although that whole 90 minutes of chores daily was news to us.
Totally.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.